I first became involved with the Iditarod probably in 2012. I love animals and dogs especially, and I remember having some friends who were volunteers, and I said, how do I become one? And I became a dog handler for my first involvement. I first became involved with the Iditarod probably in 2012. I had some friends that were volunteers. I love animals, especially dogs, and so I said, how do I become involved with this? And my first time volunteering for the Iditarod was as a dog handler, and what a special, magical time to be there for the ceremonial start. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I'm working with our VIP program that the Iditarod puts on. There's four groups of two, and I'm basically I am here today and involved with the Iditarod because I'm working as a concierge for our VIP program. This is a program the Iditarod puts on as a fundraiser. So there's four groups of two who are here for an Iditarod immersion program. And like I said, I'm basically the concierge for them. It's fun, it's festive, and it's just delightful to be a part of that. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was last year, 2022, the 50th anniversary, my first time in Nome and seeing the end of the race. Fabulous. What I know for sure in life is that it's ever changing and ever evolving. You can plan as much as possible, but sometimes life takes you in a direction that you never thought possible. And I think the Iditarod and being a part of that was one that I never planned for, and it's been a part of my life, and I'm so glad for that.